It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator with you today. Taking your calls at 248-539-9797. Same number to text. Kang is with us as well. We're talking about the Lions and whether or not you think that this team still needs to make a move before the regular season starts. We just saw Atlanta go out and trade for Matthew Judon, the defensive end from the Patriots. And that's a player who was linked to the Lions in the offseason. And recently, like right before training camp started, and all these stories from multiple outlets with people saying, you know, trying to match up where they think these players best fit. And Judon and the Lions were a fit. I'm not having any FOMO on not getting Judon because it costs a third round pick and you're going to have to sign him. And I'm not sure if I want to commit any money to him in the future. And if it was just for this one season, yeah, I'm all for it. But it looks like you're going to have to commit money in the future, and that's not what I would want to do with him. But it does bring about the question, do they need to add another player on this roster at a position that you think needs improvement?
Well, I mean, if you want to go defensive route still, and Hassan Reddick, I mentioned him earlier, Hassan Reddick wants out of the New York.
Yeah, he doesn't want something to do with him anymore.
He went out of the Eagles because they wouldn't pay him. And then the Jets traded for him, and they won't pay him. I don't know what the Jets were thinking, but now Hassan Reddick is like, dude, the reason I wanted out of Philly was I want a contract. If you're not going to pay me, get me out of New York. So if you want to get really aggressive, Hassan Reddick is available. If you don't want to sign that long-term extension, yeah, he's probably off the board for you. You look at the Steelers. All the rumors with Brandon Ayuk, you know, it looks like they're trying to get a receiver for Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, whoever's going to start over there. Teams around the league, they see windows, right?
And not they try to trade for him, but to have him on the roster so they have somebody to throw to, is what you're saying.
Brandon Ayuk?
Well, you're not saying that the Steelers are willing to trade either Wilson or Fields.
No. I meant
Ayuk.
To throw for them. I meant for him to throw to there.
Yes, that that's what I'm. Thank you.
But yeah, the point is some, you know, teams, they see a available player to help them, they make a move. I'm not saying the Lions have to do that, but I was curious if anyone wanted to do something similar because we all think this is a Super Bowl caliber team.
Yeah.
Are they just maybe a player away from getting over that hump?
And the other thing is, I don't think they need to do this now. All right. I'm saying if they were to, I would go after look in the secondary and see if there's a corner like Stephon Gilmore and free agent. I'd go ahead and sign him. What I'd rather do is have them wait until the trade deadline to make a roster move to improve the team at that point. Now, look, that's going to be a different price because you're not talking free agents there. You are literally talking about making a trade and you have to give up assets. But at that point, you'll know how close or far away you are and if you have injury concerns or not. Some ticket techs coming in. The only guy that they'd be willing to drop draft capital and actual cash capital on would be a guy like Crosby, where they know exactly what they'll be getting in return. Well, look, Max Crosby obviously would be amazing, but financially, it's a big-time commitment when you haven't made that big commitment yet to Aiden Hutchinson, and you'd have to. And then obviously the draft capital to try to trade for him, you're talking, what, two first-round picks? Probably for Max Crosby.
I mean, yeah, I highly doubt the Raiders would ever even entertain the idea of moving. I mean, that's the one guy that holds everything together in that locker room. You know, McDaniels lost the locker room, and so Antonio Pierce seemed to bring him together.
Got, yeah.
But he got Max Crosby on his side, though. You know, if things went crazy bad over there, I'm talking crazy bad with the Raiders. That's the only way I could see them even putting out Crosby, and it would cost a ton to get him.
Yeah. I wonder, I mean, if people are hell-bent on a defensive end or a pass rusher, I wonder if Khalil Mack would fit that mold. You know, do the Chargers, are they willing to move on? It seems like they would. If they're trying to stockpile draft picks and whatnot, and I'm not sure how much it would take to get him. I don't think you're talking about first-round picks anymore for Khalil Mack, but there is some draft capital there. The stars will align pending injuries and assuming Lions are a contender and the Raiders continue raidering, Crosby will be the difference maker and help us lock up a minimum 1 to 2 Super Bowls over the next 4 years. Kick the cap can down the road and get a few Lombardis in a trophy case. Look, that's the F them picks mentality that the Rams have had in the past, and they got one Lombardi trophy out of it. And one is all it takes. That's all it would take here in Detroit. Win one. You know, that's all we care about. It was great winning the two playoff games last year. Most playoff games they won in the season since the 50s. It'd be great if they won a Super Bowl. And if they win a Super Bowl, I think that you'd get fan forgiveness for a long time, no matter how bad the football is. And look, there's a window here for the Lions to win big over the next 3 to 5 years and maybe even beyond that, depending on how they keep stacking their draft classes. But there's no question Max Crosby would be a huge piece to get. But like we just pointed out, I don't think the Raiders are ready to move on from Max just yet.
No, they're not. But so that's why people are saying, hey, wait till the trade deadline. If things go horrific over there in Las Vegas, maybe he becomes available. That's a guy, though, you mentioned the contract. I don't think anyone here minds paying Max Crosby the deal that he has.
No.
You know what I mean? So you might have a problem with Reddick and Judon and paying those guys. I don't think anyone here has a problem paying Max Crosby, but it doesn't guarantee you a Super Bowl, though. I tell you, you know, people think that you get Crosby, you're guaranteed. No, you're not guaranteed anything. Helps, though.
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
But the problem is that, okay, that's one. But then what happens when, you know, Hutchinson, you're going to have to negotiate his contract, and then, you know, you're negotiating against yourself, basically, because you got one guy who sets the market, and then you got another guy who's going to set the market again. You can argue if you think Aiden Hutchinson's worth all that, but I'm telling you, just the way it works, is that when his contract comes up and he's ready to sign, if he puts together another, if he builds on the year he had last year, which was double-digit sacks, he's going to get paid. Adam is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. I mean, I love the conversation. I think right as the season ended last year, if you'd have told me that we were going to make a trade for a big-time defensive guy, I'd been all on board. But I think Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell went out and made a ton of additions on defense, and I would just kind of like to see how those pan out before we make any more moves. But the wide receiver room kind of scares me because right now we have Amon-Ra and the hopes that Jameson pans out. And he showed us a lot in the NFC Championship game. He balled out. He had those moments, that big play he had in Tampa Bay. But until he puts together like a complete season, I would really like the Lions to go out and get just a bona fide guy that could be a number two easily. I just, God forbid something happens to Amon-Ra or anybody else, I would just hate the Lions to be like, oh crap, we have no wide receivers if Jameson just doesn't be who we think he's going to be.
Well, you're speaking to a couple guys who are big Jameson fans. Kang is the biggest fan. If you believe what you're hearing from eyewitness accounts of people at practice right now, Jameson Williams is going to be the bust-out year. It's not just a breakout. It's a bust-out year. He is flashing every single day at practice, it's not just plays with – it's not because he's got great speed. He is making plays with his hands by catching the football in tough situations and in the red zone and, you know, two-point conversion stuff. It sounds like this is just a truly bust-out year for Jameson Williams waiting to happen. But I hear what you're saying. To add another receiver to the mix, I mean, you're not alone. I mean, that's why people would bring up Brandon Ayuk. Imagine how great the Lions offense would be if they had Ayuk. But it's already a great offense, and yet are they fragile at wide receiver? I think you can make that case that you need to bolster it.
Yeah, that's just kind of where I'm coming from. It's just, I'm a JMO fan too, and I'm praying that everything goes right, the stars aligned, he balls out, and, you know, this is just, you know, preseason worry talk, but I can't help but be slightly concerned. But hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks, Adam.
I think that's a legit concern. I think that everyone feels good about the Lions offense as a whole, Gator. We think this is an elite offense with an elite offensive line, great skill position players. But when you just focus on the wide receiving room, I think it's a bit fragile because you mentioned injuries in the secondary. One injury to the wide receiving room, and it might fall apart because you are counting so much on St. Brown and you're counting on the potential of Jameson Williams. As much as I love JMO and you do too, We've never seen it for a full season yet. And behind those two guys, you kind of have question marks. You know what Leaf is, but you also know his ceiling, right?
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a reason I think guys, teams are working out Martavius Bryant, Corey Davis coming out of retirement, maybe, you know, with the Bills are looking at him. I think it, after the first couple receivers on each team, depth is an issue in this league. And the Lions are one of those teams that they don't have much after JMO and St. Brown.
I think they
you can really, really count on, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a secret weapon in there. I'll get to that in a minute here. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Some ticket text coming in. Lions should be aggressive. They're in the Super Bowl window right now. It's a mark in Grand Rapids. Julio's not a bad choice. That sounds like a move the Patriots would make to fill a need for Brady back in the day. Randy Moss, that type of move. Geyer, well, he's far removed from, I mean, Randy Moss wasn't that far away from being Randy Moss again. And obviously the hookup with Brady was spectacular. I wouldn't expect that same kind of magic with a Julio Jones, but the first part of that, I agree with. That's a sound, it sounds like a move the Patriots would have made back in the day to go ahead and acquire a veteran player that you know you can count on.
Yeah, I don't need 1,000-yard, 90-catch Julio Jones. I need the guy to just be sure-handed, a veteran leader, a guy
be
that...
Be Josh Reynolds.
Be a guy who's just going to make that 3rd-and-7 catch whenever I need it, right?
Yep. There isn't a move to make. We're deep everywhere. You wait till the season starts and the trade deadline to see who's developed and who's hurt. That is probably the one statement I would agree with the most. But if I were to look elsewhere, I think there are some areas you can improve on. 248-539-9797. I'll talk about the receiver situation where I think that they do have a kind of a secret weapon there in case something goes awry with an injury early. And let's knock on wood that that does not happen. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.